Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Paul Enos, filling up for Sam Shad. Today, we are going to be talking to Assembly candidate and wife of Assemblyman Ira Hansen, plus our power pundit panel on the Trump effect. That's next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. We can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
I watched Dean Heller put politics before basic health care.
And now, a broken promise on Medicare.
I have not supported, will not support legislation that does weaken Medicare.
But then, Dean Heller voted to cut Medicare by nearly $500 billion.
I have not supported, will not support legislation that does weaken Medicare.
So, voted to cut Medicare when promising not to.
I think Dean Heller cares more about his political party than he does about Nevada.
When it came to health care, Dean Heller caved to the special interests.
SMP is responsible for the content of this ad.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with candidate for Assembly District 32, Alexis Hansen, who is running to replace her husband, Ira. So, I mean, you know, kind of, yeah, a little bit different.
A little unusual, right.
So, let's, real quick, I want everybody to know who you are, but before we do that, let's just talk about your district really quick.
Great. It's a wonderful district. It's actually huge. It's 38,000 square miles, 7 counties in Nevada, a large chunk of Washoe from here in Sparks up to the border, then all of Lander County, Humboldt County, Pershing, Mineral County, Esmeralda County, and a large chunk of Nye County, which includes Tonopah and Goldfield.
Okay, so I mean, you're
all over
all over the place, burning a lot of fuel, I'm sure. So Alexis, you know, I know a lot of people know you as Ira's wife, but what's
which I'm
your
proud
history?
Of.
And I love your husband, very very smart guy, and always fun to deal with, and you know, not a lot of BS there.
That's
too,
right.
which is
right.
Good. But why is this something? I mean, you know, I almost want to say, hey, you should know better.
I know, that's the question I get a lot. Like, Alexis, why would you do this? And for me, I thought about it long and hard, talked to our kids about it, wanted to see if they were on board. And of course, they said, Mom, you know, we support this, but do what you want to do.
You have eight kids.
Yep, we have 8 children, and our youngest is just almost 20 years old in college, hoping to get into nursing school soon. So I certainly am finally at a point in my life where I've got the time I could do this. And so when I thought about it, the number one thing that came to my mind is, why wouldn't I do this? I've been involved in politics for a large portion of my life. I have worked on different campaigns. I was a journalism major in college, so I've kind of had that, well, when journalism was journalism. I've always had that mindset of who, what, where, when, and why. And so because I have that kind of a mind, I'm interested in why things are, you know, happening at the legislature, and have been involved in the legislature, not only through my husband's service of 4 terms in the assembly, but over the years, over different issues, school board issues and such. So I thought, well, why wouldn't I? I was a Lloyd before I was a Hansen, and my family goes back 5 generations in Nevada. My great-grandfather was the sheriff of Lincoln County in the late 1800s. My grandfather was superintendent of mines in Lincoln County. My dad was the DA of Eureka County for over 30 years and part of Esmeralda County DA, which is in the district, which is really of interest to me. And so I've kind of got it in my blood, and I love the state of Nevada, and I want to make sure we stay Nevada. I worry that we might lose some of the historical things that have made Nevada so great: mining, ranching, farming, our tribes, the kind of Western way of life that we have here. I feel is, it could be threatened, and I want to be a voice.
What do you think that threat is? Where do you think it's coming from?
Well, I think sometimes, now I live in Sparks, and my husband, third generation Sparks, we met at Sparks High School. I love Reno and Sparks. I call it my home. But I do worry that sometimes the urban areas, particularly southern Nevada in Clark County, they get a little bit disconnected from what goes on in the rural counties. And granted, there are legislators on the other side that are mindful and respectful of rural issues, but I worry that we're having a lot of influence from California, and you know, Nevada needs to be Nevada. We don't need to be any of what our other neighboring states are. We have a unique history, and I think we should be proud of it.
I'd be okay for a little more like Idaho.
Yeah. Well, you know, Nevada's unique, and I hope that we can stay that way, and I'm hoping I can be a voice for that.
So, I mean, that, you know, I think a lot of people are viewing this election kind of that existential, you know, challenge to what they see as Nevada, and is it going to change? Is it going to become like California? I know a lot of folks in the rurals are seeing that, and it seems like it's kind of typified in the governor's race.
Oh, yes. I you know, I've been asked that question before. If you're elected, what are the things that you're concerned about as a legislator? Well, frankly, my biggest concern is who's going to be the governor. I really believe we're at a tipping point. You know, I think the balance of the legislature, you know, it's going to maybe in the assembly stay in control of the Democrats. And if we look at what happened in the last session, where the assembly and the Senate were both democratically controlled, Governor Sandoval blocked 41 bills, and those bills are going to come back. Felons can vote, and sanctuary cities, and other legislation. I frankly was very surprised how far to the left some of the bills were, considering where we're Nevada. You know, Nevada Democrats in the past haven't been so, you know, like we see that on the national level, so liberalized. But this last session it was, and I worry about that coming forward, and so all the more reason we need a check and to have Adam Laxalt as our governor.
So, I mean, you're probably right. Looking at the numbers, I think it'll be tough for, I mean, there are, you know, potential gains. I mean, we'll see how early voting and everything mm-hmm. happens. I know we got a lot of people predicting what's going to happen.
Right.
We really don't know till the end.
Right.
But just looking at things, it looks like both the Senate and the Assembly are going to remain in control of the Democrats. Do you think you're going to be able to work well with the other party?
Oh yeah, I've met many of the Democrat members of both houses, and I have a lot of respect, and hopefully can have friendships with them. I you know, don't see them as the boogeyman. What I worry about is more the agenda than the people, and I typically, my personality is I like people, I give people the benefit of the doubt, I'm willing to work with people, but I also am the mother of 8 children that were at one point teenagers. So I kind of know how to hold my ground and look them in the eye and sometimes say no when they don't want to hear no. So I'm very willing to work with people, but I also know when I need to draw a line.
All right, we are going to come right back with candidate for Assembly District 32, Alexis Hansen, on Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm Jonathan Scott from Property Brothers. I've demoed a lot of homes, and today I'm knocking down NV Energy's No on Three campaign lies. The Gwynn Center report says it's not deregulation. California doesn't actually have energy choice. Studies show competition drives rates down. NV Energy's entire No on Three campaign is a pile of rubble. Ask yourself, why would NV Energy spend $63 million to prevent competition? Nobody's paying me to say this. I'm Nevadan. And question three is about our right to choose cheaper, cleaner energy.
This November, some questions are complicated. But the formula for clean energy is simple. It's question six. Right now, Nevada gets only 20% of our electricity from renewable sources like solar and wind. Question six, we'll raise that to 50% by 2030, creating more good jobs and cleaner air. Yes on six is simply the only way to guarantee more clean energy.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Alexis Hansen, candidate for Assembly District 32. So, you know, Alexis, your husband is running for the state Senate. You would be replacing him. And I know there's some criticism out there about, you know, people don't believe in dynasties. They think that it's, you know, maybe a little too close, having a husband and a wife. You know, in the same branch, but different houses of the legislature. How do you answer some of those criticisms?
Well, first of all, I think it's interesting that sometimes people will bring that up, and I think, well, I do have my own life, my own goals, and I, as a woman, should be able to run for an office regardless of who I'm married to. So, and anybody who knows Ira and Alexis really well knows that I'm a strong woman, and Ira appreciates and respects strong women. His mother is a strong, strong, brilliant woman. He has four incredibly strong sisters, so he has an appreciation for, and he has four strong daughters. If you've ever met our daughters, they, you know, Nevada would be lucky to have my daughters eventually in office someday. So I just, it was a thing I wanted to do, and he supports it. He had suggested it, and at first I thought, well, that's a little funny, but I guess maybe it's payback, because it was me in 2010 that encouraged Ira to run. I think the state of Nevada needed him, and I think he has served this district well, as, and it's evident by him having been serving for four terms.
So, you know, one thing everybody's going to be looking at, if, you know, both of you are elected, your votes, you know, do you guys have a lot of policy differences, or do you see things, you know, pretty much the same way?
Well, you know, when you're married for 38 years, you do have things in common. And so certainly our political philosophies mirror each other in a lot of ways, but we break down maybe a little bit differently on some things. For instance, one kind of one I can share is in 2010, during the primary, Ira supported Brian Sandoval for governor, and I supported Jim Gibbons. And there's been other races where we kind of might have a difference of opinion. Certainly, I have kind of wondered if I'm elected, you know, is there going to be a microscope? How is she voting? How is he voting? It's, you know, that
sort 100%.
Of thing. Sure, sure.
I mean, you may have people lobbying you to lobby your husband.
Right. Well, what's funny is if anybody looked at Ira's cell phone during the last few sessions and looked at the text from me, they could see where he was maybe getting his direction. So I don't think you have to worry about him giving me too much direction. But, you know, that's what's great about it. It's something we can, you know, we enjoy political dialogue. Our discussions at our dinner table are always interesting. But he knows I have my own mind, and he's encouraged me to do my own thing and to be my own person. I'm not just an appendage of Ira Hansen. I know that, and hopefully the public will come to learn that.
Well, and I mean, I think, you know, anybody that does know you, you know, even, you know, not that well, but just, you know, even on a, you know, kind of surface basis does see that and does understand that. So what are some of the committees that you like to serve on? What are those issues that you think you should focus on if you are representing District 32 in the next legislature?
Yeah, and the committee assignments are super important, and one I certainly hope to be a part of is natural resources, agriculture, and mining. That's a big one for my district. It's one I've had an interest in for a lot of years, even, you know, outside of my husband's service in the legislature, and watching what goes on there affects a lot of rural Nevada, affects a lot of sportsmen. And then the other committee would be commerce and labor. I'm a business owner. My husband and I have owned Hansen & Sons Plumbing for over 30 years. Started it out as a little one-man shop with a van that we bought at an auction at Nevada Bell, and have grown it to a nice small business with several employees, and are proud of that business and the service that we provide. So I think I bring a knowledge of business, a fiscal responsibility, and that would be well suited for commerce and labor. The other committee, I'm very interested in judiciary. I don't have a legal background, but coming from a dad who was a lawyer, and a lot of the bills I see go through the judiciary, I'm very interested in. Another one is education, of course. I'm very interested in that and very concerned about the state of education in Nevada. My kids.
You've actually personally given me some great advice on where to send our kids to school, and we appreciate that every day, so thank you.
Well, I just believe that, you know, one size does not fit all. My kids have been private schooled, public schooled, homeschooled, and that had been my soapbox for a lot of years. In fact, it was kind of the only time I'd ever really thought of running for offices. I thought maybe I'd run for the school board, but I probably would have lost my mind. I've been involved in school board issues, particularly in the 90s, for years, and it was kind of a difficult venue for me, I think, in my take on stuff. So hopefully at the state level, I can have some sort of influence.
Yeah, having that business background, I think, is something that is important. You know, understanding that, you know, budgeting, you know, signing the front of a check, you know, making sure that, you know, your employees are taken care of. The economy is kind of going crazy right now. Are you seeing that? Are you having trouble finding folks?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I say on a regular basis, this is not 2012. And thank goodness it's not. You know, in our company, starting as a small mom and pop shop with just my husband and I running it, and no employees except him working every day of the week, first year we owned the business, and then growing to 40 employees in, say, 2004, 2005, and then having that economic hit. We kind of saw some indicators, so we started downsizing a little bit. But, you know, we've been through that when, you know, we went from 40 employees to 4. That's huge. There was 85% unemployment in the construction trades in Nevada during that cycle, and it was difficult. And so, yeah, I know how to make tough decisions, and I know how to stretch a dollar. I know how to, this is the part I don't like, you know, having to let people go. That is never, your employees become part of your family, and those are hard decisions to make. So, and I have found, I think the legislature is off kilter a little bit. There's not a lot of private sector representation. All the more reason I wanted to run for this office so that, you know, small businesses could have a voice.
Alexis, thank you so much. Appreciate you coming
thank
here.
Thank you.
And,
appreciate
good
it.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
We're going to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
At first, I thought we were in love. But then the abuse started. The worst literally almost killed me. When charges were pressed, I had no idea how confusing the legal process could be. But having equal rights to my abuser would have helped me in my understanding of what was happening in my case.
It's a story that happens too often in Nevada, but we can fix it. Question One will ensure crime victims are informed,
giving victims the right to notification and a voice in the process. Crime victims deserve equal rights.
Vote yes on Question One.
Award-winning conservation and clean energy advocate David Bobzien speaks out on question three.
It's bad enough that this deeply flawed electricity deregulation measure would increase electric rates. In addition, three would shut down plans for solar power projects designed to double our state's clean energy production. It would also encourage increased use of imported electricity from out-of-state fossil fuel plants. Question three is wrong for the environment and wrong for consumers. Please vote no. Thank you.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to our Power Pundit panel here on Nevada Newsmakers. We have Sam Kumar, who is the past chairman of the Washoe County Republicans. We have Mike Draper, who is a partner with Argentum Partners, and Annie McKay, who is the executive director of the Nevada Franchise Auto Dealers. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hello,
good morning. Thanks for coming here today. So we did have the president come to Elko this past weekend, which is kind of amazing in itself to see Air Force mm-hmm. One land there. So Sam, what does that mean? What does it mean to have President Trump, here in the Silver State?
The optics of it is incredible. That kind of attention doesn't happen in Elko, and I've been waiting for this day, and it's great to have the president there. And he's also showing that he cares about the rurals, the common man, and that has been his philosophy all along. So it's great to see him there. I think it's going to help with the turnout. It shines the light on the fact that we have an election coming up.
Mike?
Well, I think, Paul, also to see how it was received, I heard that there was 8,500 plus people there, and rooms were sold out, and clearly there was a lot of excitement about that. I think it shows that people on both sides, frankly, but Republicans are very, very energized by what's gone on in the last couple of years, and I think that that's going to show at the polls. It bodes well on that front. So I think to see how it was received was also as interesting as having him there.
Well, to me, it makes sense that he's going to be received well in Elko. Andy, mm-hmm. isn't Elko kind of, quintessential Trump country?
Oh, without a doubt. If Barack Obama were to fly there, which he never would, if he were president, I think he'd have 1,500 people there. That's Trump country to the nth degree. And I think it's huge for Senator Heller, and in particular when you look at the comments that the president made, particularly as it relates to tax reform, and that Senator Heller was a key cog in that machine when we moved tax reform forward last December.
So what does this do for enthusiasm for Republicans? Mike, you said you thought, the enthusiasm, the last couple of years, we've seen obviously Democratic enthusiasm go up because of President Trump too.
I think we keep hearing all about that. The Democrats are excited, and that they're angry, and that they're going to turn out of the polls. But I think that people are underestimating and overlooking how excited and energized Republicans are. The policy changes that President Trump has made were the same promises he made that won him the election in 2016, and he's delivered on those policy promises. And I think that that's got Republicans very, very energized.
Holy hell, this is a much different pundit panel than we had last week, where I'm the only Trump guy on here. So it's kind of fun to have little bit of a different style. Sam, what are your thoughts?
The president has shown that he's exceptionally good at putting together coalitions. If we roll the clock back at two years ago, how many of us here would have predicted that Wisconsin would have gone our way and Pennsylvania would have gone our way?
So only me, Sam.
Paul.
Fair enough. Other than you. So the point here is the president knows where the votes are coming from. And Elko, it's not just Elko, it's about the respect for all the rurals, the other 16 counties outside of Washoe and Clark. He's shown that I care about you, and that means a lot to the folks out there.
Andy, how important are the rurals to Heller and Laxalt?
Huge. It goes without saying. You know, the conventional wisdom is that if you are slightly ahead in Washoe, a Republican's going to get hammered in Clark, you keep it within roughly 8 points, the rules are ultimately the deciding factor, and there's no doubt about it that having the president there, and you see it in Montana as well. This is a guy that understands, A, who put him in office, and I think that's pretty demonstrative of the fact that he's going back there and he appreciates it, but two is the importance, particularly in rural Nevada, and what this has in this election cycle. He could easily come to Reno, but I think, quite frankly, his time was better well spent in Elko.
Well, and hey, you never know. We've still got 2 weeks left, so we could be seeing the president, Mike Pence, somebody back here in the Silver State, you know, over the course of the next 2 weeks. So we'll see. All right, gents. Hey, thank you very much. We're going to see you back here tomorrow on a new pundit panel. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
I'll be back tomorrow to talk Law and Order with Washoe County Sheriff Chuck Allen. That's tomorrow on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. Thanks for watching and listening.